Ladies and gentlemen, another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. The humanity and its lack of intelligence. So in my last miscellaneous points of truth, I just happened to see the headline, Neil Young has a problem with Spotify. Oh, and it has to do with Joe Rogan. Did he figure out that the Joe Rogan Experience was talking to some really important, intelligent people as protest and dissent about the biggest topic on the earth? And so he said, you know what, Spotify? If you don't, you know, I don't know what it would be, you know, if you don't stop trying to censor people, then you can't have my music. So I'm trying to think, I'm like, okay. Then I found out that it was the opposite. He wants Spotify to censor Joe Rogan over disinformation. And I thought to myself, listen, I'm not old enough that he is my generation of music. And so I thought, well, I know he was the age. Was he not a protest song writer? And yes, he was. He has quite a catalog of protest songs. So there you go, guys. I mean, the lack of dependability of artists who can write these great emotional tugs to, you know, affect things, affect change, make you think about things. The lack of their ability to be logically consistent is astounding. So we will protest wars, and I guess he, you know, protested the Kent State shooting. I mean, I don't know that's a protest so much as a, you know, just kind of a sentimental song about the situation. But and yet in 2022. The outspoken Canadian says, how dare someone else be outspoken? How dare they stand up for free discussion? Guys, we're deep in it. That's not yet just another reminder. I don't know what else to tell you. So as an example, I'm going to quote an Esquire article. So I'm like, okay, Neil Young protest songs? And then, of course, like I said, you got to be careful because the internet always tries to think you're talking about something else. And so I had to go minus Joe, minus Rogan, you know, whatever it might be. And then I could find this article. I may have found it anyway, but it wouldn't have been as high in the search results. And so this is talking about Ohio, the one that really maybe turned him into a protest singer and, quote, changed a generation of protest music. Per this article, what was so important about that song was that it didn't let the moment die. David Karen, a sociology professor at Bryn Mawr College, tells us Neil Young underlined just how corrupt and awful the government was, not only about Vietnam. Neil? Well, but if you support the particular corrupt tyranny, then you shouldn't be able to talk about it. You grew up, you became famous as eventually a lifelong activist, and you do not have cognitive dissonance on the idea that in 2022, the thing that has obliterated fundamentals of countries more so than the Vietnam War, oh brilliant one, is now off topic because it's quote misinformation. So the good thing is I can see Joe Rogan you know, winning that argument because Joe Rogan has so many listens. Then honestly, I'll just tell Spotify, okay, I currently subscribe to Spotify. And I will not send them money if they take away Joe Rogan. You know, enough is enough is enough. And you have to think of it too. You know what? You can find the Joe Rogan Experience elsewhere. Do you need the music that bad? There is free Spotify. At some point, you have to look at alternative platforms. Are we really going to need a parallel economy too for music players? Seriously? I'm not saying Spotify will give in, although I do know that in general, they have taken some awesome activist songs off when they shouldn't. So we'll see. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thanks for listening.